TuneIn app 24/7 on the go.
Hold up, hold up. Flag on the play. Gotta be a foul when she make that ass shake. Time out. Ref blow the whistle on her. When she bouncing that booty, call double dribble on her. Uh-oh, there's gotta be a penalty. Unnecessary roughness, but I like it, so I'm filming it. Yeah. She got the crowd going crazy. Time out, so I can see it. Shake that booty, baby.
Look at that big old booty bouncing everywhere. Come here, girl, like the game on, I can't help but still. Pop it, put it right on my lap. Baby, let me see it, bust it wide open while I catch it like a wide receiver. Feel it round, all in the air with your face down. Center of attention, girl, that's why you hear that whistle sound. Batter up, I'm about to step up to the mound. Hit a home run, the mother niggas hit it out of bounds. Wiggle, wiggle, turn it up a little, baby, I do it big. Join my twerk team, I can get you on ESPN. You and your friends got a lot of potential, bring them all in. NFL tough, but I'm balling like Spalding. Body thicker, listen, shake that booty, girl, you know I like it. So excited, I might just buy season tickets when I try it. Booty start a riot. Yeah. Twerk, incomplete pass, hit the dirt.
Hold up, flag on the play. Gotta be a foul when she make that ass shake. Time out. Ref blow the whistle on her. When she bouncing that booty, call double dribble on her. Uh-oh, there's gotta be a penalty. Unnecessary roughness, but I like it, so I'm filming it. Yeah, she got the crowd going crazy. Time out, so I can see it. Shake that booty, babe.
Move it around, bounce it up and down. Put it up in my face, throw it back. I'm the quarterback, trying to run the play. Right up in you, running right up the middle. Till I hear you say, end zone, touchdown. Do my dance and celebrate. Acting a fool, popping it with no hands. She ain't gotta move away, too much booty. Clapping up in the stands, I can't concentrate. All I see is twerking, working it like the NBA. Tossing like an alley-oop, I'm trying to get a double take. In the top 10, baby girl, she number one. Only time she let somebody beat her when she having fun. Bend it over, put it between her legs, screaming, hut, hut. Flag on the play, cause my hands on her butt. Everybody watching like that ass is on prime time. Get a little tipsy when I'm looking, cause you wine time. Even Shannon Sharp saying, come on, Skip. You know that's gotta be a foul when she moved on, Skip. So hold up.
Flag on the play. Gotta be a foul when she make that ass shake. Time out, ref blow the whistle on her. When she bouncing that booty, call double dribble on her. Uh-oh, there's gotta be a penalty. Unnecessary roughness, but I like it, so I'm filming it. Yeah, she got the crowd going crazy. Time out, so I can see it. Shake that booty, baby.
Halftime, baby.
Yo, it's Ritz. I do me, I ain't never give a fuck about the next wave. I done seen so many in attendance come and go, some will blow up, others treated like a sex slave. Get fucked to a death, but the rest got his ex say, I've been raised in hell for some decades. Back then, we ain't argue online, got a problem, we don't call him, tell him meet up back with Nick Place. Stepped up with his chest, stop left in a neck brace. Educate yourself on who you fuck with, you scared to shoot somebody. What the fuck you take a picture with your gun for? That ain't your friend, man, you know him for a mark. Now you don't believe the song, why you stripping you with gun for? And yellow tools, yellow boy, and I eat. See me save your guts and glory for your story on your IG. Chicken the killer, fuck a line squeeze. Strip it mine for I sneeze in the trees and I dry heat. I've been inside of my car, just fuck a backwood. I'm not a fan of the harsh and swollen gosh. I'm part of them hard days, fronting them sharp dress. So you know they got his own face on a cigar bag. Burn much on my carpet, find a couple Zenny bars on my sharp bag. My find a guitar face in the start of my car. Hit Jimmy Carter, then Harvest, what is dark. This inside of a baby father's apartment. I'm up at the hard ditch, she took it, I finished and left. Happy that the piece of pussy I didn't regret. Ain't nobody sister me yet. My shit's authentic, but attack, I've been a victim of identity death. You got some missing pieces in your chemistry set. You try to copy in the letter, didn't get it correct. But let them give it me back. There's only one, I'm the hardest on the radio. Rapper to ever exist, and they call me Rich Bitch.
Rhyme from the bottom, I ain't really have shit. Push to another level, now I'm in traffic. Push to another level, now I'm doing magic. I don't fuck around with your hands on your back. Niggas out here, yeah, they really good actors. I'm in the trench like I'm playing for the Packers. Cheesehead nigga, all I need is some crackers. Bustin' over, maybe we can make it happen. Dance up like when the booty get to clapping. Fold ass up like I'm really playing mad. Bad little bitch, that shit nasty and spanky. Wanna give me a head while we doing in the magic. I don't want your problems, I don't want your cash. See you in the club, you a good dancer. And a bit of chick, she can get it cracked.
Little boy and Rich, bitch.
Hey, we're killing
this, my class.
bitch. We dropping knowledge, don't you get it?
You know what I'm saying? We just
went in on it.
We just
lit.
We lit to the motherfucker.
It's a classic. It's my shit,
boy.
Yeah.
Big homie Rich.
Little boy and Rich, bitch. It's a classic. It's my shit,
my
bitch.
Shit. Yeah.
It's my shit, bitch. Hey.
Like, are you a fool, bitch?
Steady tonight, J-Bun. It's gonna be greater later. Right through the city with my son. It might fly to Jamaica. My diamond's here, cause I'm so lit. I was the pound, but now I'm the shit. You hating on me, ain't stopping shit. Bitch, I'm the Cobra Popper. My dreams are out, they rock your shit. Deep in the south, we pop our shit. Stay in the house, lock your shit. Better watch your mouth, we rock your shit.
They play the winter like I know they would do better. I just signed with heroes, going up another level.
I can be your hero,
give me that P, I give you pleasure.
Girl, don't speak by my side,
no I won't leave you.
All this damn money in my wallet, make you drip like you a pocket. But my heart turned to robotic.
Now I'm running out of, give me your heart.
I want a product,
they play their part.
Thought I won't watch it, let me score.
I almost love you.
Having thoughts inside my head like I'm in a mattress. Tell me you love me cause you think I'm. Take a shot to that patrol, let's go half on the pavement. No rush for me at the room, I'ma do you a favor. Steady blowing on my phone, girl, I'ma see you later. In the studio, gotta get to this paper. Show your true color on my son, know why they wanna face it. They stole my brother with a gun, can't wait to spit they face it.
Splash down on me. She said you wanna let the waves splash down on me.
You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me.
She said you wanna let the waves splash down on me. She said you wanna let the waves splash down on me.
I'm on the way, send me the Addy. I'm on a Jackie. Five on a belt, 10 on a jacket. You gotta have me. It's been a day. I don't wanna wait no more. Why the fuck are we waiting? I don't wanna wait no more.
You know a couple niggas had you. I ain't tripping, they ain't fucking with me. My niggas on your block, Aggie. But them niggas don't mean nothing to me.
Popped out, rubber pot. All them niggas watching. Cop the rubber from the opps. Hit your crib and got it popping.
You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me.
She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me. She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me.
You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me.
She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me. She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me.
I know she bout it, it ain't mine but you fucking I doubt it. She told me that's a nigga rerouted. I'm a rich nigga, no I ain't clouded. Level, I'm a young and I'm bossed up. It's a different, don't let it get coached up. I was 17 coming through pushed up. Now it's belly truck and more stuff. She a doctor, her DMV crowded. And she fucking look, she think he's stylish. Ain't gon' say that little bitch ain't got mileage. But we ain't childish, there ain't no challenge like it. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me.
I'm letting you know, I gotta stay down on the road.
Let you know she got a lockdown while I'm gone. We don't do average shit. I got a magic stick, can you see? Whole lot of lavish shit. Houston, I have a shit. No, no, no. Sliding that bitch with my Gucci socks, trying to stay out the way. Money get made when I sleep. I don't need nothing free. I had some Dior slippers. I don't know what I did with them. Red Hot when I'm sharp shooting. I apply for them M's and you know I got them. You see the drop top bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top bitch, stop playing with me. She said she wanna let the waves splash down on me. She said she wanna let the waves splash down on me. You see the drop top bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top bitch, stop playing with me. She said she wanna let the waves splash down on me. She said she wanna let the waves splash down on me.
Hey, hey, hey. In 3, 2, 1.
It's street anthems, bitch.
Hey, come on.
Music certified by the streets.
This the man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on this station. I'm playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B music. I'm also showing love to all the independent artists with the indie spotlight segment. So tune in to your favorite station right here. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, Street Anthems Live Mix Show.
Yeah, keep it locked.
Get live with DJ Will Money.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
You are tuned to the K100.
All right, what up,
though?
What's good, family? What up?
K100, you bad.
What up? K100 Radio, what's good, fam? I am your host, Blizzard, and welcome to another round of our direct line interviews. We will be rocking it on K100 Radio, man. It's definitely going to be a dope segment. We got two interviews that we're going to run with you back to back. Off top, let's go ahead and jump into it. Our first interview is with the homie Chop Life Jew. Chop Life Jew, what's good, fam? Hey, yo, Chop Life Jew. Chop Life Jew. Where is he at? What is he doing?
Yo,
what are you doing? Pick up the phone. Hey, yo. I don't know what this nigga doing. Chop Life Jew. Hello?
Yo.
Yo, you got to pick up the phone, man. What you doing? You ready? Yeah, I hear you now. You got to talk to me through the phone, fam. What up? What's good?
Oh, for sure, man. What's good with it, man? It's Chop Life, man. I was lost through a boss. What the fuck was lost, man? What's good? What's good with it, man?
Shit, we good, man. We rolling right now. Let's get into it, man. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad
one. So we represent with Chop Life Jew, man. What's going on, man? I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listening audience, man. First of all, real quick, run it down. Where you from? Where you at? Go ahead.
Yeah, it was good, man. It's Chop Life, man. Applesauce to a boss, man. Up in the mill, 414. North side, you know what I'm saying? North side of the mill, 40, where it get gory, you know what I'm saying? Uptown shit, man. 414 shit, man. 4 block shit, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Welcome to the show. So how long you been at it, man? You feel me? This is the first time we ever talked with you on K100 Radio. We don't have a lot of time because we started a little late here, so we got to go ahead and get into it. How long you been doing music?
Yeah, man. My fault, man. I just got so much shit going on. Like, I'm actually leaving the studio and shit. I was working on my deluxe and shit. Like, that shit should be coming out. That shit finna drop on, like, probably, like, the next couple of weeks. So I'm just wrapping shit up on that shit. A lot of shit in store for 2023, though, for real.
All right, so is this your first album or this your first project, or how many you got out?
This right here, well, my first project was Loyalty Equals Royalty and shit. I did that last year or whatever. This one I'm working on, I'm going to be the deluxe of that because everybody want more of that shit, so I'm working on more songs. And I got features to the songs that's already on there and shit, too. So, you know, I got a feature from Shout Out Brother, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Who else on there?
Shit, man. This right now, this I got Brother Man on the feature and shit. But that's it right now as far as, like, with the features. But I'm thinking about throwing somebody else in the middle, too, though.
All right. So when we get ready to play your music, I know we got two songs that we're going to roll with in a second. We got one called Muscle. We got one called Jerry Higgins. What's the Jerry Higgins joint about? What's that song about?
Jerry Higgins, man, rest in peace, long live Juice WRLD. You know, that's Juice WRLD real name.
Oh, so you kind of get your inspiration to pull from him a little bit as far as your grind and your music and everything?
Hell yeah. Like, you know, like, I feel like, you know, everybody got a story to tell, you know what I'm saying? Especially with music. So, like, you know, I feel like he had the greatest story to tell because it's like, you know, everybody go through heartbreak, everybody go through bullshit, everybody go through depression, all that shit, you know? But for you to take that shit and to turn that shit into a craft, into some art, man, that shit remarkable, bro. And it's
absolutely,
like, you know,
cool.
Like, and then too, like, I feel like I model myself after Juice WRLD too, because it's like, shit, I can go off any fucking beat and go crazy to that shit. I can take any beat and make that shit sound masterpiece, bro, for real.
So do you feel like, as far as when you're doing your music and you putting it out there and you in the studio and you in the lab cooking up, like, what comes out of you when you hear the beat? Like, I know some people pull inspiration off shit they go through personally, but then sometimes people look at stuff that's, like, going on, like, around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't got
right.
necessarily to go through it personally. How much is stuff that you go
right,
through personally
right.
in your music or, like, shit you just see on the street?
Man, like, it'd be a little bit of everything, though. Like, you know, like, shit I'd be going through probably, like, a bitch or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It probably ended up bad. Or it just be like, you know what I'm saying, probably just, you know, something that happened that day or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that boosted that whole drive, you know what I'm saying, that motivated me and shit, that influenced me to go crazy like that. So, I mean, it's so many different influences that I got, you know.
Nah, I feel you on that. I feel you. That's what's up, man. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the music, man. Now, we got that one and we got Muscle. So which one of these you want me to play first, the Jerry Higgins joint or the Muscle joint?
Let's say the best for last, man. Let's go ahead and play that. Go ahead and play Muscle. That's actually off my first project, off Loyalty Equals Royalty. So if everybody hear that shit and they want to fuck with it, they like it, they want to put it in their car, shit, it's on Apple. It's everywhere.
All right.
Rap City, Spotify, all that shit. It's everywhere. All right. All that shit.
So with this one, exactly what is this song about? Like, what's the inspiration behind this particular record?
Muscle is basically like, you know, you think about muscle, just the word muscle, something strong, something that got strength, you know what I'm saying? Something that ain't weak. And basically, it's just like, I made this song for all my fans, like, low-key, like, anybody that's going through some bullshit, anybody going through something, you know what I'm saying, just need somebody just to lift them up, you know, or if you're going through a hardship in your life, financial situation, whatever it may be, you know, it's just basically just to tell you, like, man, shit, you got muscle in your hustle and go crazy. Don't let nothing hold you back, really.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into this music, man, because I want to make sure people hear the music. You feel me? We rocking out right now. This is Chop Life Jew. All right. Check him out on all social media platforms. We'll let him give out how you spell it because it's spelled a little bit funny. But if you're watching over there on the live stream right now, you can actually see how you spell it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a little complicated. So if you just listen to the broadcast, hop over to our IG page,
soul,
man, and find that joint.
I get that all the time, bro. Like, everybody be like, damn, is it Chop Life 3? I'd be like, no. Like,
I did
no,
too.
Bro. The E's is 3's. It's Chop
right.
Life Jew, you know?
All right. Yeah, it was kind of confusing, but I think we got it sorted out. All right, this is K1's Radio. This is a premiere. We never played this song on the air before on our broadcast. This is the first time we rocking out hearing it too. So, man, we're going to let Chop Life you bring it. This is K1's Radio. Name of this joint is called Muscle. All right? What's your hustle about? What's your muscle about? Let's go. K1's Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
We out here with them grits, though.
Top Life gang, nigga.
They know that.
Applesauce to a boss. I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Had to get it up. I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Stayed 10 toes on my grind. Had to get it up. Money make the world roll. Take somewhere and enough. Only one thing on my mind. Gotta run it up. I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Stayed 10 toes on my grind. Had to get it up. Money make the world roll. Take somewhere and enough. Only one thing on my mind. Gotta run it up. Nine on my lap, bitch. I know busy though, taxes in the business put together, make it silly raw. They ain't so in love with this shit, they feel it tootsie roll. Turn their ass full off, smoking turf, ain't no cookie roll. It's the outcome when that butterfinger on the pipe, still in all the stores, couldn't cut it, had to get it right. Now I'm wearing grams on the scale, trying to get it right. Me and Big Reed smacking hard all through the night. Back and forth to the city, riding through the oven. I remember IOUs when I started hustling. I can get my own bread and butter, you ain't got a funny. Off the muscle, you know how I'm coming. Hard work and dedication, I should get it tatted. Always see my grass on my face, cause it's automatic. Man, I love this shit out my team, cause they never read it. And when the shit hits the fan, they ain't never paid it.
Nah, hell no.
My niggas, love my guys.
They want shit on top of life.
I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Stayed 10 toes on my grind. Had to get it up. Money make the world rough. Pay sober ain't enough. Only one thing on my mind. Gotta run it up. I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Stayed 10 toes on my grind. Had to get it up. Money make the world rough. Pay sober ain't enough. Only one thing on my mind. Gotta run it up. Ay. So to sum it all up, better run it up. Ay. Cause the money give you power when you coming up. I'm a full grown wolf, not a little pup. Holding my jeans, got her on her knees, shooting in the all-black sedan, turn up for the streets. Pussy niggas don't want smoke, cause he play the keys. Old hoes know they fucked up, so they straight to me. Got a baby on the way, but I wanna keep it. Talking about you on me in the picture, but I can't see. I don't wear my bill on back, bitch, I wear it forward.
So why ain't about the trip looking back?
Well, I'm moving forward. 12 want me nailed to the cross, but I thank the Lord.
Look at them grits when I was fucked up to the floor.
I done got my motherfucking hustle up. Stayed 10 toes on my grind, had to get it up. Money make the world rotate, so it ain't enough. I done got my motherfucking
hustle up. It's going down.
With another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to K100 Radio.
That was the muscle joint. That was Shop Like G. What's going on? K100 Radio. You know the drill.
K100, you bad one.
What's happening? We still chopping up with Shop Like G, man. And, That first one, that was lit. They had a lot of energy to it, Chop Life. You feel me? We got this other one, though, the main one, all right, that we getting ready to play in a minute, man. Before we jump into that music, though, fam, you know, I want you to tell us a little bit more about your grind. I know you said you got the other project out. You got a new one coming, man. You feel me? What's your plans in the future as far as being, like, an independent artist? Like, everybody's out here doing music, but what are you planning to do to kind of take your music to the next level to help you stand out? Because everybody's got their own path. The way one person come up ain't going to always be the way the next one come up. Everybody got their own unique path they got to take to get to where they want to be. What's your next move?
But you know, just, man, just keep promoting. And the main thing, everybody don't know this shit. Like, everybody that's listening to, like, I know y'all probably do music yourself. Y'all probably got y'all crap going on too, but it's always best to market yourself, bro. Always best to market yourself at whatever you do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. At all times. But, I mean, So be a little more specific. Like, okay, everybody going to post it on, like, IG. Like, everybody going to post their music on social media, whatever. What else you think you could do different that can separate you from, like, everybody that's already doing the same thing? It's like putting music on Spotify, putting music on IG. What's going to make you stand out and make everybody be like, nah, fuck with that? Because it's got to be something that make people want to come over there and rock with you heavy like that.
You know, you got to have – me personally, like, I done had fans hit me, be like, hey, could you make a song for my son's birthday party? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So it's like you really got to get in tune with your fan base first. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your fan base going first. Then once you get that going, then you see who fucking with you. Then once you see who fucking with you, then you would know what to bring to the table. So it's like you can make shit that they can relate to. You know what I mean? Because you want to have music that everybody can feel. And then you want to go to the extra mile, too. You might pop out somewhere, do like a meet and greet, you know what I'm saying? Do like a challenge or something, like, hey, whoever got the best dance, I'm going to give them 500, or I'm going to give them brand new ones, or, you know what I'm saying? You got to build relationships with your fans, bro.
Yeah, you definitely do. Definitely. I definitely understand that, and I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying? K1's Radio, man. We getting ready to rock out to the second one, man. We got this Jerry Higgins, the homie said Juice Life was the one that inspired him. That's his real name.
Juice World
inspired him to actually write this record. And you know what? It's really rare though that like you get independent artists that like, even if they like an artist, a major artist, somebody that's major like that, you really rarely see independent artists give them that kind of props and name a song after them, because like, you know, everybody's so worried about he's trying to ride up the next man or whatever, you feel me?
Yeah,
I think it's kind of
bro.
It kind of went that way. You feel me?
Right, bro. And I'm glad that you noticed that shit, too. That's love, bro. For real, bro. Because a lot of motherfuckers are like, nah, don't name it that. But I'm like, first off, I'm like, shit, this my story. This my life. This my craft. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to tell me what I should name my shit? You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why I went ahead and went with Jerry Higgins. Because I'm like, man, this me. And I feel like anybody out there, if y'all listening, bro, don't let nobody stop you or deter you, bro, from doing what you got to do for you, my boy. Like, if you feel like your music up there, you feel like your music hot, push that shit. Don't get no fuck with the next motherfucker. Thanks, for real, because at the end of the day, everybody got their own opinion, you know?
Absolutely right. You right about that, bro. All right, so let's get into it, man. This is Chop Life Jew. Name of this joint is called Jerry Higgins. We're going to come back and wrap it up. We got another interview coming up in a minute. So we got him coming back-to-back for you on these direct lines today. The 7:30 is coming up in a second. All right, but we definitely got to get into this.
Long live Juice World. Long live Juice World, man. 999 shit, man. For real. Let's go.
Let's go, man. Jerry Higgins, Chop Life Jew, K1's Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Be strong no matter what you're going through. If you need help, seek help.
You're not making it easy.
If you need professional help, seek help. Surround yourself with people that will help you.
Nah, motherfucker, nah. Highest hell me, I feel like Jerry Higgins. I be throwing shots for this block. Nah, what is this? All my eyes dead. It's even with the fishes. Stripping someone ass cause it's money over bitches. How you feel lit? I feel like Jerry Higgins. I be throwing chops for the Glock 9 with a fish. All my ops dead, they think it with a fish. Strippers throwing ass, cause it's money over fish. First off, ho, I'm the shit. Call me Mr. Hanky. Running through this bitch with some paper. You cannot play me clutching on something with a stick. It ain't no safety. Let a nigga get out of line, then I'm gone. Face and can't save me. My mind fucked up forever. But when I hit it from the side, bet I make it wetter. Throw that ass, and I might finish cheddar. Cause everybody knows that it makes life better. It's like, I'm lying. Put that ass through a wine. Back it up to my dick. Break my spine. Know you like the way it feel. Are you moaning in the silence? Kill the pussy. R.I.P. Moan in the silence. That's why they say they love me after 2 or 3 days. I can show you how to get it and stay out the way. Ain't no love in my city cause it's pain to wear hay. We got mops with a stick trying to make us away. High as hell lit. I feel like Jerry Higgins. I be throwing chop. Order Glock 9 with a stick. All my ops dead. It's even with the fish. Strippers throwing ass cause it's money over bitch. High as hell lit. I feel like Jerry Higgins. I be throwing chop for the Glock 9 with a stick. All my ops dead, they zipping with the fishes. Strippers throwing ass, cause it's money over bitches. Think I need a purse. The drop in a tooth, red or a purse. Might buy a deuce, buy a 308. Split shit in two, aim for the noggin. Boy, that's how you shoot. Mixing all these toasters got me looking like a wizard. Bitch, tongue long as hell, think he mixed with a lizard. But her ass cold.
something like a blizzard. Money steady piling up, don't that make me a winner? I'm in love with taking risks, I'm not a beginner.
Rock star,
oh of course,
bitch, I feel like Kurt Cobain.
I got pops trying to break their necks, searching for a vein. Being broke, make the whole world look at you ashamed. You are a flame, I be growing like a saying on Blue God. A couple years back, I was sitting up and died. Yeah, I kinda sold up, and back then I used to rob. Oh God, I let it blow like the mob. Leave a nigga fried, then I'm to the sky. Rapper 20 high, but you gotta die. Crime pays, get rich. Them other niggas lying on the freeway, shooting swift, fuck, waste time. How you tell lit? I feel like Jerry Higgins. I be telling Chop or the Glock 9 with a bitch. All my ops dead, they sleeping with the bitches. Stripping for someone that, cause it's money over bitches. Money over bitches. Money over bitches. If it's no one asks, it's tell them chop with it, block line with it.
You are tuned
all right
to K100
Radio.
Ready
to wrap this
up,
K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, man. This is Chop Life 2. What up, though?
K100, you bad one.
Right. Before we get ready to get up out of here, we got to go one more time. Let the homie grab the mic and give out your social media, man. Give out all your shout-outs to the social media, fam. Go ahead. You got it.
Man, big shout, big motherfucking shout out, man. Macho Middle 414, Family Studios in my city. Y'all know it's my coming that bitch. I had that bitch lit the fuck up. Shout out to motherfucking Big Reese. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go follow his IG, Dollars Make Sense 40. You know what I'm saying? Go follow my IG. You know what I'm saying? Top Life Jew. But the only thing different though is Jew. It's J-E-W. It's not a 3. It's J-E-W. But, man, shout out to everybody fucking with my music, man. Shout out to motherfucking Zay Tovin. Shout out to motherfucking V100. You know what I'm saying? Ready Smooth Butter Brown, my promoter. Shout out to Rio at Affinity Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucking all the motherfucking strip clubs and shit, you know. Shout out to Gang. Shout out to my niggas from the EPT area, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from the 40 where it get gory, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from Milwaukee, period, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's doing something. Everybody that's out here, you know what I'm saying, trying to do something, bro. You know what I'm saying? That ain't on no cheap-ass shit. I salute you. I respect you, you know what I'm saying? Keep going crazy. Even the kids, little dudes, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing y'all thing with the music and shit, too, whatever. Basketball, football, whatever you got your mindset on, do that shit. And do it to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? And everybody be like, hey, what the applesauce to a boss mean? And that mean that it's light. You know what I'm saying? That what you eat applesauce, you know what I'm saying? That shit light as fuck. It's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Treat your problems the same way, bro. Treat your problems, any type of situation you're going through that's fucking you up, fucking with your head, depression, all that. Another reason why I made that song, that Juice WRLD song, because of that reason too. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that be depressed. You know what I'm saying? They be going through stuff. You know what I mean? And they ain't really got nobody that's going to talk to them or that'll listen to them or confide in. So I'm like, man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and make this song so when somebody going through something or they feel like they want to blow their brains out or, you know what I'm saying, commit suicide, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in general, you know what I'm saying? They can listen to my song and be like, hey, hell no, I ain't finna do that shit. Like, I love myself. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all is very special. Y'all is very important people in this world, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need y'all out here, bro. You know what I mean? Y'all is love and Chop Life fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That's what's
you
up.
Ever feel like, you know what I'm saying? You ever feel like don't nobody care? Just hit my line, you know what I'm saying? Just DM me, you know, I'll see you my number and I'll talk to you, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how that depression shit is, you feel me? Like, I mean, I ain't never exclusively went through, like, a big-ass depression stage, but who the fuck ain't been through depression? You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck ain't had a heartbreak experience or, you know what I'm saying, lost a loved one or something? You know what I mean? Like my homie, RP, my homie Dre, he just OD'd, you know what I'm saying? So that right there, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit right there, bro, that shit real, bro. And that's why I made this song, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm going to keep making music like this, and that's why I'm going to keep going cool like I've been, because it's like, man, motherfuckers got to hear this shit. And I love my fans. For real.
All right, dog. Well, listen, welcome to K100 Radio. I'm glad you had a chance to come over here and speak your word, man. You feel me? We played the music. If you rocking with that music, make sure you follow the artist, man. If you watch it on the social media, if you really fuck with a man, if you fuck with that Chop Life Jew, make sure you go check in with him. We got to gear up for our next interview. Chop Life, we'll holler at you on the back end. All right, homie?
All right, up, man. Hey, shout out to everybody on this motherfucker that came and is listening and fucking with me. That's love, straight up. I got more music coming. That remix I did with Brother, you know what I'm saying? He on Jerry Higgins, the remix, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's on SoundCloud, you know what I mean? Go fuck with it, you know what I mean, y'all?
All right.
Everybody tune in, you know what I'm saying, to my music, though, you know what I'm saying? My IG, all that shit, go fuck with me. Applesauce,
right.
Boss, motherfuckers lost. K100, I love y'all, man, for real. We locked in.
For sure, man. K100 Radio.
You are
all right, hang on. We
can
ready to start
the
next
radio,
interview. Let me see if Goo Inspiration's on the line. Let me check the line real quick. Hey, yo, Goo. This you, Goo?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, bro?
All right, we on deck, man. Next up is Goo Inspiration, and the homie is coming, man. He's got some dope stuff. So everybody just chill. Pause for a second. We're going to run a couple of these commercials. We're coming right back, and Goo Inspiration is on deck for our second interview of the day. You are now rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio. Hang tough. We'll be right back.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
What's good? This is Kelvin Channing, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists. 10 years from.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Do you want that old thing back, like songs by Outkast, 3-6 Mafia, and UGK? Then tune in to the Down and the Dirty Mix Show with J Prez and DJ T Diz on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on the award-winning K100 Radio.
You are tuned to
all
the
right.
K100 Radio, hip-hop.
What's
and R&B.
We back. You know the drill.
K100, you bad.
All right. Good Inspiration is on deck, man. We got the homie on deck, man. It's definitely going down. We started a little bit late with the first interview, so we wrapped back circling the block. We started a little bit late, but we're running over a little bit over for Goo because he was on time. Goo, what's going on, fam? Welcome to the show. What's up, bro?
Ain't nothing too much, bro. What's up with you? You good?
Man, I'm good, man. Welcome. Glad to have you on the show for your own special highlighting segment. You know what I'm saying? We got some dope music that you done sent us in. A really dope video. And I'm definitely looking forward to, if you're watching this interview on our live over on social media, you'll be able to see this interview, this real nigga, this joint that he got with the homie Blood Raw, who I know pretty, pretty well. We grew up in the same hometown. I don't know if you knew that, Goo, but that's the homie. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's what's up, bro.
Yeah, me and Blood
hey,
go way, way,
by,
way
bro?
Back, bro. way
what
back. That's my
by,
nigga. Like,
by,
when I saw you had that record, I was like, I definitely got to make sure I play this one. I got to load this video up so we can show the people. You feel me? Because I definitely fuck with that real nigga record, though. But what's going on, man? I'm going to chill for a minute. I'm going to pause. I'm going to be quiet and let you introduce yourself to our listening audience, man. You got the floor, Goo. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, first of all, man, let me give a shout-out to K100. Okay. And that's what I was waiting on. I was just going to tell you, man, change the cover, man, so they can see me. But anyway, bro, first of all, shout-out to K100. I appreciate y'all having me. My partner. The beat guard, you know, made me aware. You guys, big shout out to him. Good Inspiration tapping in from Savannah, Georgia, Seapo. I see a lot of my people tapping in, and that's really what it is, man. Appreciate everybody who's tapping in.
Absolutely, man. Welcome to the show. So listen, I wanted to ask you this question because you know, I mean, we do a lot, man. We be all around, like you know, all over the you know the state a lot, doing a lot of stuff. And we just don't often run into a lot of artists that's like, I'm representing Savannah. Now, I'm not saying that you're not the only one. Of course, there's been other artists. But that's just a city that we don't, especially in Atlanta, which is not there for a couple of hours. But we don't see a lot of artists representing Savannah like that. And it's always good because I know y'all got grinders over there. I know y'all got shit going on over there. but I don't see it as much, so it's good and refreshing to see somebody coming out there really representing Savannah, man. Talk to me real quick about what it's like growing up in that particular city, because, you know, you got everybody feel like Georgia is just Atlanta, man, that's it, but it's far from that. So tell me what it's like being an artist and then representing Savannah, man, coming up in this grind doing this music, bro.
Oh, man, and that's a good question, too, bro. First of all, it's rough. You know what I'm saying? Being an artist coming from Savannah, man, that shit like somebody going on the Apollo. You know what I'm saying? And you know that Apollo crowd is a rough crowd, man. And the Savannah crowd is a rough crowd. You know what I'm saying? Especially for artists, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Do you feel like the city kind of be like in the shadow of Atlanta because Atlanta's just so centered around, you know, basically the hip-hop mecca for the past couple of years? Do you feel like because you're from Savannah, it kind of gets caught up in the shadow? Because I see a lot of artists that I know are from Savannah, maybe Macon, maybe Albany. You know what I'm saying? But they be like, when people ask them where they're from, they be like, oh, Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? They never really say really exactly where they from. You know what I'm saying? Some of them take pride of it, and some of them kind of just say, they just say Atlanta to make it easy. Have you ever felt that kind of, I know you probably never did and never put that pressure, but you know what I'm talking about? Like when people meet you and you say you from Savannah, like you ever meet people, they be like, man, won't you rep Atlanta? But fuck that. If I'm with you, I'm from where the hell I'm from. I feel what you're doing. You feel me?
Exactly. To answer your question, I feel like that, you know, almost every city in the state of Georgia is in the shadow of Atlanta. You understand what I'm saying? And most definitely a lot of artists from Georgia are in the shadow of Atlanta, artists from Atlanta. You understand what I'm saying? So I know exactly what you're saying. I know about that whole pressure. You know what I'm saying? I've never been under under that kind of pressure to have to say that I'm from Atlanta and I'm from Savannah. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that I'm probably keep it solid. You know, I'm proud of where I'm from. You know what I mean? If I ain't mistaken,
right,
we was the first capital of Georgia. But we also have some stars, you know, a lot of stars, I'm talking about not just musically, that come from Savannah. I've been close to one. Like the most notable right now is Quando Rondo and Fly J. Fly J's father, who was camouflaged, may God bless his soul, that was my partner. We was in the group together. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to rep Savannah to the fullest, always. Like, I ain't going to change. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. But I've never been under that pressure, and I do understand. I understand where you're coming from and what you're saying as far as artists from Savannah and other artists from different cities in Georgia being in the shadow of Atlanta. So I understand that, bro.
Yeah. I just find it, it's always an interesting conversation because we meet so many of them, especially when we be out of state in different places, man. But, you know, that's just a part of the grind. You know, I want to ask you this question, bro. Like, okay, so you are from Savannah, right? What do you feel from a perspective as everybody understands that every artist is a businessman? Like, when you're an artist and you're an indie, you pretty much are your own business. Like, that's just go without saying. You got to be. You feel what I'm saying? So when you out here on the grind, what do you feel like you're going to do from a business perspective and a marketing perspective to really take good inspiration to make it be a household name? We know, but outside of just the grind, like you're doing the videos, you're doing the music, you're doing the shows, but something different, something that you feel like going to be able to take goo and put them on another level where everybody don't give a fuck where you from, like you goo, and that's it. What's your plans as a businessman and an artist to actually push your career forward?
Well, first and foremost, I'm still learning and I'm still strategizing. You understand what I'm saying? First and foremost, I understand that this is the music business. So I'm going to do all I can to make sure that my business, first and foremost, is solidified. I ain't geographical. You know, I'm a real man, first and foremost, outside of being an artist. So I know how to communicate and tap in with folks. So to answer your question as best I could, like I said, again, I'm going to try to make sure that my music business is tied down. I'm going to try to make sure that, you know, I put my feet on the ground right along with working social media and, you know, deal with people on a face-to-face basis, you know what I'm saying, versus just
right
over social media. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to step outside the box and, like I said, again, to meet people, look them in their eyes, shake their hands and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? I'm an all-around person, man, who can pretty much adapt to anything, pretty much can relate to a lot of different situations and, you know, people. So, you know, if that makes sense, that's what I intend to do as far as making Gua household name, you know, right along with the music and outside the music, man. We got a lot of things that we cooking up and a lot of strategies that we put together to make this possible. You understand?
Absolutely. So somebody over on IG, I'm looking at the IG live feed, Mr. Moses. Shout out to the people that's watching on the live streams. Shout out to Soria O'Brien over there watching over on the, Facebook, a couple people on the YouTube. So someone said over there they see a Gu and a Quando collaboration in the future. What would you say about that? I know you mentioned his name earlier. They're saying they can see that in the future. What would you say to that?
Yeah.
Next question.
I think that's highly likely and that's easy. It's not hard, man. Like I'm so close to Quando Wando as it relates to, like, I know Quando Wando mama. You know what I'm saying? We from the same neighborhood. I know his mama. I know his grandma. I knew his grandma. I know his family. You understand what I'm saying? And we know a lot of the same people. I think that it could have been done. It's just something that I never really tapped into. But it's highly likely, man. It wouldn't be hard at all if that's what I was trying to do, bro. And as a matter of fact, me and one of my partners was talking about this last night, bro, believe it or not. But to answer your question, man, that's likely, and it's not hard. You understand? Like I said, man, I know this man people, bro. They love me. I love them. You hear me?
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you this, man, because we got a couple of records from you, and we also got the video. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that we have time to get to the music because we got so much material from you. So the one thing I want to say is this. So you got the joint with the homie Blood Raw, all right? And just full disclosure, anytime I play something with Blood on it, everybody understands that I take a personal vested interest in that record because, again, we grew up in the same hood. Like, I've been knowing him right when he started, when I started as an artist, we started, you know what I'm saying? So we both from Panama City, Florida. You feel what I'm saying?
What's up?
Yeah. He's from Glenwood. I'm from Glenwood. He's from Mid Harbor. You know what I'm saying? But it's Panama City, right? You know what I'm saying? So you got this on Real Nigga, right? And I'm gonna ask you a question. Some people don't like these kind of questions, bro, but I feel like these questions make the best interviews, so I'm gonna ask you. There's a lot of shit going on without having to name anybody particular name or any particular situation. There's over the past couple of years, always in hip hop is street shit, and streets and hip hop is tied together. We know that. That's just where it came from. Over the past couple of years lately, there's been a lot of people catching real heavy time and charges based off shit they say in their music because the police and in the state, whether it be state or fed or whoever, are literally trying to incriminate you based on what you said in your song. With that being said, bro, how much do you feel like you are free as an artist to really be you on the track, to really say what you really been through or what you really feel? And how much now do you feel right now in this climate, the way everything going in hip hop and the way the world working right now, do you feel like you need to tone it down just a bit? And you done changed it. Have you changed at all based on everything that's been going on in hip hop and where they giving rappers time for and RICO charges and all kind of shit based on stuff they said in songs? What do you think about that?
I think that it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's unfortunate the way that the direction that the game has went into as far as, you know, artists rapping their life or even somebody else's life and they're getting prosecuted for it. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, I think, it, you know, as it relates to me, I try to be very careful because one thing about it, man, I'm an authentic rapper for the most part. You know, we all put a little cap on our shit, but I used to always say like 97.3% of my shit is all facts and the other 2.7 is just either things that I want to see or my ambitions and dreams, that type thing. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it kind of messed up, man. I remember a case a long time ago that a guy got off on because his defense, and it had something to do with music or something that was said, but his defense was Bob Marley made a song called I Shot the Sheriff. He didn't literally shoot a sheriff, though. You understand what I'm saying? But
right.
they're clamping down a whole lot harder now, so I think that artists have to be careful. I have to be careful. It's kind of silly anyway for us to get on a track trying to be so real and really speak on certain things that are factual. So I hope
right.
that answers your question. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it, brother. You know?
It's a double-edged sword. Here's the thing, and I'm saying that because I'm going to get ready to jump into the video. I want to jump into the video first to just set everything off. And then we'll play the songs. You feel what I'm saying? That's kind of how I wanted to get it. I was saying that because Real Niggas is one of those kind of records that I feel like, you know, when you hear it, it's like, okay, these two artists are being their authentic selves. You feel what I'm saying? They're like my homie Blood Raw.
Right.
if you know Blood, if you never heard of Blood Raw, you know, you should have by now. But if you haven't, you know his whole story where he had a federal charge and all that. And he beat the feds, took him to trial, beat him and all that. And I know that case very, very well. Very well. You know what I'm saying? Like, just next time you talk to Blood, make sure you tell him you was on K100 Radio with Blizzard. He's going to be like, oh, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew all about that because we're from the same hometown, right? You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, sir.
It's like I wanted you to ask you that question because we're leading up into that song. And just one more thing I want to ask you. So I understand I absorbed everything that you said with the first answer. So the second part of that question is, okay, when you're dealing with other artists in the game, right, when you meet another artist and you decide whether or not you want to work with them, collaborate with them, whether it be a producer, be an artist or whatever, how much do you care about, like, what their music is really like? Are they really the person that they're saying their music, or do you care more about the creative side of it? Like, when you meet somebody like Blood Raw, was what pulled you into Blood Raw the fact that you felt like what he was saying was really, really 100% him, or was it just a music thing? And when you decide you want to collaborate with people, how much does that sway your decision?
Okay, well, first and foremost, man, I'm all for, of course I'm going to be more biased and more, how can I put it, inclined to deal with an artist who is more authentic, but music is music, man. You understand what I'm saying? And one thing I heard one of my good mentors say a while ago, man, you know, you ain't got to be a street nigga or a real nigga. You ain't even got to be telling the truth in your music to make good music and sell music. So with that being said, man, and being that this is the music business, I'm on business, man. It don't even matter. But like I said, of course, again, I like dealing with those who are more authentic and really are who they say they are. You know what I'm saying? As it relates to me and Blood Raw collabing, I had no plans of that. Somebody else felt like it would have been a good match for me and Blood Raw to get on the track together. And shout out to Blood Raw too, man. I appreciate him for, you know, doing the thing. And also shout out to that boy Scholar Too Smart, Scholar Dollar, man. He put that whole thing together because he felt like we was cut from the same cloth. Like you said, see, Blood Raw went to trial in one trial. I went to trial and lost trial. I've been to the feds too, bro. You feel me? I had a 10-year sentence, dog. And so I got locked up in 2009. I came home in 2018. So that's the backstory, so to say, as it relates to me and Blood Raw collaborating. You know what I'm saying? But again, to answer your question, bro, you know, if I meet an artist and we're going to do some music, that's what it is. It's music, bro. I ain't really too long. As long as he ain't just too much of a weirdo or she ain't too much of a weirdo, shit, we can get it in, man. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. So yeah. I think it's some good questions pertinent to the fact that we've been to drop this shit on them. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, before we get into that, I wanted to set the stage for this video. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Right. You know the drill.
K100, you bad one.
And we rocking with good inspiration. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you introduce this joint, man. Tell them about this video, and then of course we got some other music from you. We got Fuck a Lot. We also got a Win or Lose. You feel me? But I want to make sure we're gonna set it off with a visual first, and then we go get into this new music. I think. Well, I don't know which one is the newest. I actually don't know the order they came out, but still, I like all of it. So let's go ahead and just do the video first, and then we'll jump into these other two songs. So I want you to go ahead and give me a rundown, man. Introduce this video, and then I'm gonna drop it, bro. You got it. And if you're watching on the live stream, leave some comments. You will be able to see the song, see the video. If you're listening on our mobile app or K100Radio.com. Then you know you won't be able to see the video, but you still hear the song, all right? But go ahead, Goo, give us a drop for this real nigga joint.
Okay, man. First, I want to give a big shout out to that boy Bleak, aka the CEO of Savannah Sound Music Group, for getting that beat to me. The beat was produced by Fat Boy, ASN Media shot the video, and the FON BCM Chop Life family showed up and showed out to make the video what it was. Shout out to Blood Raw. Shout out to ASN Media. You heard me? Good inspiration, Blood Raw. Real niggas, baby.
Let's check this out. This is K100 Radio. Yeah.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Hey, Blood Raw, what's up?
What's up, my nigga?
Good inspiration. Hey,
I'm
gonna be a real nigga till the day I die. I'm a real nigga. Couldn't be a fuck nigga if I tried. If I tried, nigga. Talking to a nigga, look me in my eyes. I'm playing right now. Let's go. I don't mind. I'm gonna be a real nigga.
Oh, eat the whole thing bone to the bristle. G with no strings, I don't want a tricky. Keep a bank on me and a big pistol. Nigga must on life living. Nigga talking about disrespecting me. Nigga talking about chin checking me. Nigga, I am Muhammad Ali, the greatest. Most of these niggas be hating. Most of these niggas be faking. Most of these niggas be taking. Better tell your chance of knowing they can't stand it. Nigga tell on his own. Tell a nigga still kick it with him knowing that it's so. I don't understand. I'ma be a real nigga till the day I die.
Well, now the day I die.
Couldn't be a fuck nigga if I tried.
If I never.
Coming to a nigga, look me in my eye. I'ma put it all right on now. The line right now. I don't mind. Hey. I'ma be a real nigga till the day I die.
Now.
Couldn't be a fuck nigga.
I like that one. That was good inspiration. All right, featuring Blood Raw. That was called Real Nigga, and I'm rocking with that one, man. I definitely feeling that record, man. Hold on. Let me get the homie back over here on the line. Open his line back up. Hey, yo, Goo.
Yo, yo.
What's good, fam? So, listen, man, that one right there, like I said, that one right there was just tough to me. So, when I first heard it, and I didn't even know y'all had a record together. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all had been on Illa Kill and stuff like that. But I didn't even know y'all had a record together. So, when I seen it come through the email when y'all was sending me everything, I was like, hold the fuck up. Wait a goddamn minute. You know what I'm saying? I went over there and played the video. I'm like, oh, yeah, this the one. Why the fuck I ain't get that in Illa Kill? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, that's y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, listen, that shit is slide. That shit slide to me, so I fuck with that one the long way, all right?
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that.
Right. So, I want to keep it pushing, man, and I want to make sure we get all of the music. But talk to me right now about, like, where you at with your project. Are you dropping in a whole album? Are you releasing new music? You got something coming in the pipelines? Like, talk to me about your grind as it stands right now up to this point. Because I know you said you did a dime, so then you got out in 2018. So, you know, you done had a couple of years out, you know what I'm saying? So how much work have you put in and where you at right now with the career as an artist?
First and foremost, man, bro, again, I appreciate your feedback. You understand? I'm glad you like it. Second of all, bro, in these past four going on 5 years, bro, I done put in so much work. I done shot so many videos, bro. Me and my partner, we got a song with Turk from the Hot Boys. We got a video with him. I got a lot of videos on my YouTube channel. I got a lot of music on all streaming platforms, bro, as well as on SoundCloud. Right now, though, in my career, I just recently released the album in the first quarter, this quarter, on the 6th of January. It's called Smoke in the City. That song with Blood Raw is on that album as well. Everything that I've stuck to Illa Kill, everything you're going to play right now is also on the album. So, again, right now in my career, I got an album on all streaming platforms. titled Smoke in the City. You understand? And that, like I said again, that track with me and Blood Raw is also on that album, and that's what I'm pushing right now, you know, with a lot more to come, bro.
All right. That's what's up, man. Yeah. So I want to make sure that, you know, when I have people on and I talk to them and, you know, it's a vibe and it's a good and it's good music. You know, you said, you know, doing the dime, everybody ain't cut for that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I like to kind of tell people real story. You know, when you was in there, you was inside for that time, man. Was you, first of all, my first question is, was you rapping before you went in? Or was you doing music before you went in? That's the first part.
Yeah, man, listen. I don't know. I was rapping before I went in. I actually dropped the album called Street Credibility. And like I told you, man, my story go all the way back to the days of Camouflage, the rapper Camouflage. May God bless his soul from here. I don't know if you heard of him. Okay, so me, Camouflage, my homeboy Poogie Boy, a.k.a. P-Dawg, Paul Bearer, and Ra-Ra, we was a group. You understand what I'm saying? So I got music. I go all the way back to the Pure Pain days, man, the Camouflage days. So I've been rapping for a long time, bro.
All right. So, see, now I'm getting introduced to the history of it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, yeah, definitely with Camouflage. Like, I remember because, you know, even, you know, he was big over here. He was doing his thing. Even over in Atlanta. Now, I've been in Atlanta since the 90s. I've been here for over 20-something years. So I got here in the mid-90s. That's how long I've been over here on my grind. But even I remember when he came out and everything, you know what I'm saying? He definitely had, you know, just not just Savannah, but he had Atlanta on fire with Cut Friends and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he definitely had a movement going. So just to hear the fact that you was, you know, a part of that from way back then, it's a lot of history going on, man. So I'm just glad you jumped back out and jumped back in the game. We need more niggas, you know what I'm saying? Stand up niggas to come back in the game and do it. Honestly, if I'm being 100. You know what I'm saying? That's another conversation that'll take up a whole nother hour. You know what I'm saying? That conversation right there, for real. All right, so
just elaborating on what you said, and, you know, furthermore, asking the question, like, music, my passion. I've been doing this shit for a long, long time, bro. It's just that since I've been out, I've really kind of solidified myself in a lot of ways, man, and I put in a lot of work, man. I shot a lot of videos. I recorded a lot of songs, and I got a lot of shit that, you know, I put out and a lot of different things going on, man. Like I said earlier, we strategizing, and we trying to put a lot of different things together just to make this thing bigger and also possibly make, you know, that whole household name thing you was talking about, too. You feel me?
Absolutely. Also, your people just said that you've been on XXL and other magazines, too, as well. So, yeah, man, you're definitely putting in some work. Yeah. So you really... You what I call a independent vet. It's what I call, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all aren't new artists per se. Even though we built this platform for, like, artists, we designed it for artists when they first coming out kind of sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how we formatted this. It's always good to know that we can also provide a space for the guys that's been doing this shit for a long time and still got to feel like, you know, still haven't quite reached, you know, that next particular tier, but still got somewhere that we can, you know, get some history and get some real conversations going for them, man. So I'm always glad to talk to cats like yourself, even though we never crossed paths, don't know how, but still, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that we was able to have the talk. So I want to jump into the next records. Now we got the Fuck A Lot record and we got Win or Lose. Which one you want to roll with first?
I want to roll with the Fuck A Lot first, because we've already played the Win or Lose on Illa Kill before. So let's go with the Fuck A Lot record, man. That record is geared more towards, you know, the females. It's aggressive, but it is a vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, it's mostly, and like I said again, it's geared towards the females. It's most definitely a vibe. It's more like, you know, a man or a nigga, so to say, man, talking shit to the female at the same time, you know, getting at her, digging in everything else, man. So I want to go with that one first, man.
All right, let's check it out there. And it says featuring Sharice Janae. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's correct, man. I want to give a big, big shout-out to Sharice Janae. I want to give a big, big shout-out to that boy Q for producing the track. You understand what I'm saying? And putting it in my hands. So, yeah, that's what it is, man.
All right. Let's get into it, man. K100 Radio, for the first time on our broadcast, this is the homie Good Inspirations joint called Fuck A Lot featuring Sharice Janae. You guys check it out, man. He's representing Savannah to the fullest and representing it well. Let's go. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I don't imagine it. I just know I'm going to have to. I want to die like my father. My father died fucking. He did, man. He was 57. Woman was 18. He came and went at the same time. Did nobody cry at his funeral? Everybody said, lucky motherfucker.
You ever had a nigga come through city, fuck you like a smooth criminal? Michael Jackson bad, no subliminal, no rest in peace to the general. Shit, I'ma pop till I drop it, moonwalk on the side. I'm sharper than a whole race, I'm tougher than a whole major bracket. Hey, betcha I can make you say my name. I'm a big child, I see your nigga, he a lame. You a fat bitch, something you should be ashamed. I bet you I can change your life, take you from a main to white, put you on this other shit, get you off that Mandarin fried rice every day. Get to turn the corners in the A, talking buckhead, and while I push the wheel, you give me dumb head. The rum red, and the murder is too. I get the chance, I'ma murder you too. I'm scared of me, you like to pop a lot. You like to pop a lot. I like to pop a lot. I like to fuck a lot. The rum red, and the murder is too. I get the chance, I'ma murder you too. Talking scared of me, you like to pop a lot. You like to talk a lot. I like to pop a lot. I like to fuck a lot. Took a lot of L, fucking with you hoes, but this again, how the pose. I chose the road I drove. Exposed to fast money and women, fat, ugly, and skinny. Some of them pretty. Shit, I've had my share of many. If you jump up to my whip and you come up to my telly, I'ma rush, fuck your ass. Is you ready? I hope you is. Love it when you gag when I choke you. Woke up your kids, bad little jokers anyway. Little rookie's ass, supposed to have kids by me. Hopeless ass, nah, shawty, I'm just talking shit. You know I'm mad, let me hit your ass and I ain't mad no more. How you like, what the fuck wrong with you? You an animal, a cannibal.
Yeah, Q, I'd like to hear myself.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
All right.
K100, you bad.
What up? K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard, man. That was the homie Gouda Inspiration. All right, so he liked to fuck a lot. He said it was kind of aggressive. Yeah, it was kind of aggressive. I think nigga didn't say he wanted to run red lights and everything. I don't know, nigga. I don't know, but yeah. Okay. Gouda, what's going on, homie?
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
All right. So definitely, I like that one. That was definitely for the women, but you know, it's a lot of women that's gonna be vibing off that one. You know what I'm saying? I think from the, especially from the production of it. But you know, a lot of the women, they want to get drugs. If I'm being honest with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be talking that shit. They want to get drugs, bro. Don't even get it fucked up. Like, what? Yeah, what bro? I really want to come in there, really, and just kind of soft beat that. Man, all right. Anyway, man. K100 Radio. Anyway, man, we're going to try to keep it clean because he played this on his mom and him. I don't know. So it's an interview. Listen, we got one more.
You off the chain, boy. Hey, but I told you like it, boy. I appreciate the feedback, dog.
Yeah, I like both of those records, man. So before we get ready to roll out of here, and I'm gonna let the show roll out because we went a little bit over. I'm going to let the show roll out with the win or lose, and that's how we just going to ride out into the sunset. So before we get ready to roll, you dig? I want to make sure, first of all, you give the people like any information, give them any shout outs, give them any like website, social media, any way you want to direct them, tell them when the album dropping. You got it, dog. Run it down for me.
All right, man. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to you again, Blizz. Shout out K100. Shouts out to the Beat God, dog. You know who you is for introducing me and making me aware of these guys. I want to give a big, big shout out to all my people because I see them who tapped in. I see y'all. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Shout out to the city of Savannah. My picture up there, Good Inspiration, my IG. I don't like calling out that shit. There's a lot. Anyway, I'm going to call it out anyway. My Instagram is at GHOOTHEINSPA. And anything else pertaining to me on all platforms, you can find it the same way that my name is spelled on here. Good Inspiration. Just like you see it up here. My album, Smoke in the City, just dropped last month. It's going crazy. It's getting a lot of numbers, a lot of spins. I'm watching the numbers go up regularly. These are authentic numbers. You understand me? So that's really what it is. Again, I appreciate everybody who's been tapping in. Appreciate you, Blizz. Shout out to K100. Shout out to City of Savannah. And shout out to all my family and friends who I'm seeing who tuned into this motherfucker, man. Good inspiration, man. We out.
All right. And we're going to end it on that. Shout out to the homies. Good interview. Make sure you guys remember, if you missed any parts of the interview, you can always go check it out. Go find it on our YouTube channel. It'll be over there. Also, it's going to be on our Spotify podcast, our official Spotify podcast. Just search for K100 Radio. You'll be able to find it over there, too, if you want to hear the replay. Also, if you're a Facebook person, it'll be over there. Instagram, don't let us keep our lives up because of the music and shit. As soon as we end it, you have to rap on Instagram. You can't go back and find it. They dirty like that. But YouTube, Spotify, and on Facebook, you can go back and hear the replays, too. Even on our SoundCloud page, even though a lot of y'all may not rock with it, if you're a SoundClouder, we also have a SoundCloud page where we post all the audio of our interviews, man. So make sure you go and catch any part of this interview that you might have missed with good inspiration. And that's how we're going to end it, man. K100 Radio, make sure you tune in for our music reviews on Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. You know, we got a lot of, just going on as far as other stuff. Also, South by Southwest is coming up, and we're going to be out there rocking with our people over there again for the ninth year in a row at the Media Matters Soundstage. You know, we always go crazy. Then this year ain't going to be no different. You feel me? So you know we're going to be out there doing our thing then, all right? So listen, man, again, K100 Radio, this was good inspiration. And before we ride out, win or lose, we still going to play that shit. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B. All
right.
And the smoke city, nigga. This ain't going to stop.
Smoke in the city.
Hey, boy.
Smoke in the city, nigga, I ain't playing with them. Bought a couple new ones in case we might have to spray with them. Lay with them, pray with them. One thing we don't do is play. You should see when the rage hit them shit.
Nigga like roaches, the bomb was wild, but perfect. The walking on I-12, but roaches, reasons of dormant. The niggas know it, we still what they meant before. I results will be different from love, money, and so-and-so, and no more of them.
Damn,
I swear to God, I saw niggas die with that draw on them. Saw them with the thought shit, what's a gang got with that draw on them? I speak to protect niggas, niggas will speak to protect niggas. Don't ever get that shit twisted, just slip a nigga, though, it's one shit.
I swear to God, obviously, like, I don't need no hoe, you feel me? She already given it to me. Smoke in the city, nigga. You get what I'm doing?
No, I'm staying by the hood to watch the city.
Savannah, Georgia, this shit is pretty, right? As if you're looking through the eyes of the people who never had to look like we did. Most of them evil and secret, that ain't no secret. I don't keep no secrets from my family, I'm 100, nigga. Times that 100, nigga. I got 100, nigga. Tell them that I'm coming, nigga. Cook up with my niggas and brothers more than 100, nigga.
I'm talking 100, nigga. Million man, my shit. As-salamu alaykum, I got tell them that you're high, shit.
If you know,
I'm on that pop shit. In a different net, I'm really trying to
pop shit. Smoke in the city.
Tears in my eyes. You ever seen a real nigga beat a hard?
One wrong move, they gon' get me lighter. The only nigga that you know that beat some crackers twice. I used to shout a devil there for that Gucci shit. Not a great coming in
with the Gucci print.
Motivate them niggas to get on me. All my niggas locked down, I wanna stay up